The British tank units never got to see the Paris Gate or the Town Hall, which was the Commandeur headquarters at the time. In 1917, during the Battle of Cambrai, they never got this far. But why choose Cambrai for a mass tank offensive? After another defeat on the Ypres front, the British High Command adopted a different strategy and decided to try and smash through the Hindenburg Line, the fortified defensive line built by the Germans during the winter of 1916-1917. And Cambrai, which was a major supply and strategic centre, was an essential link in that chain. On the 20th November 1917 at 6:10 a.m., some 350 tanks launched an attack on the Hindenburg Line and successfully smashed through several kilometres in the first 2 days of the offensive. In London, the bells of St. Paul's Cathedral rang out to celebrate this victory that quickly became known as Cambrai Day. But the celebrations didn't last long. On the 23rd of November, the German counter-attack began. For the next 15 days, attack followed counter-attack. On the 4th of December, the Allies began retreating. And on the 7th, the day the battle ended, the front line had barely changed. A total of 476 tanks from the Tank Corps took part in the Battle of Cambrai. Anyone who wanted to try and find one of these armoured vehicles that were thought to be buried here required more or less extensive knowledge of all the different kinds of tanks.
The tanks here were Mark IVs, the new generation of armoured vehicles. They were deployed in 9 battalions called A2I along a front line a dozen kilometres long. They each had an identification number painted in white, which consisted of the letter of the battalion followed by the crew identification number. Each tank also had a name, beginning with the letter of the battalion in which it was deployed.
This identification system would be crucial to the investigations. I remember clearly how it all began. It was in 1992.
I had always been interested in the history of the Great War in the Cambrai region, and I was absolutely fascinated by the eyewitness accounts of how the tanks had been buried here after the fighting ended. Madame Boulle, who was 17 at the time, remembers having seen Russian prisoners in Flequières burying a tent under the orders of German soldiers. I desperately wanted to find that tank and erect a monument at the heart of the combat zone.